Being over 40 can make getting healthy and fit so much harder. The 40 Plus Fitness Podcast was created just for you. 5 days per week, we will encourage, educate, and entertain. Your host, Alan Meisner, is a certified personal trainer who focuses on individuals over 40. He's dedicated to helping you to be successful on your health and fitness journey. We're glad you're here, and we have one request. We want you moving for the duration of this podcast episode, whether it is walking, running, lifting weights, or even just doing housework. Keep moving. It's only 15 minutes. You can do it. Let's get started. Good stuff.
Hello. Today we're going to talk to Bruce Langford. Bruce Langford has been an entrepreneur all of his adult life and quit his day job in 2005 to become fully focused on full-time on bullying prevention. Working as a presenter and a program creator in the bullying field led Bruce to become a mindfulness coach and teacher. Bruce believes in building fitness activity into his daily life, so he did just that with his anti-bullying programs, making them active and fun for his audience too. Bruce is also host of Mindfulness Mode podcast, where he shares the concept of mindfulness with the mainstream world. Welcome, Bruce.
Great to be here, Alan. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. I really do enjoy listening to your podcast. So again, thank you for being here. But what I want to try to do is, I want to get into the whole concept of mindfulness and, some of the benefits that we can get from it. I know I do, and I want to talk about that. But a lot of times when I talk to folks about this kind of stuff, they're like, oh, well, you're talking about meditation, or you're talking about prayer, and I'm not religious, and I don't believe in that woo-woo stuff.
Well, that's right, and people do think that. But the thing is, these days, science has proven that mindfulness is something that really works. And even though a lot of us think of it as something that's kind of spiritual, it doesn't have to be at all. And like I said, the science has proven that mindfulness actually changes your brain, and it really causes people to become more calm and more focused and more relaxed. So, it's amazing that science has proven that, but it has.
Well, cool. And I know I get a lot of benefits from my mindfulness practices, and it's not just one thing. I think that's another kind of misnomer is everybody thinks, again, like you have to sit there and go and om for, 15 minutes or an hour or whatnot. And I'm like, it's a much broader topic than that. And we probably don't have time in this podcast to go through all the different types of meditation and mindfulness and things that you can do. But I do really want to get into the benefits.
Well, the benefits can certainly be major for most of us. They can, some of the benefits are relieving stress and helping you to sleep better. That can be huge for people, and ramping up your focus. You're just more focused and more aware of what's going on at any given time. So, Alan, that really makes a big difference to most of us.
Yeah. And so, as we start talking about stress management, stress is such a terrible thing to your health if it's the bad kind of stress, from work or traffic or family, kids, and all the stuff that's going on in your life, that those stress builds up and it forms this problem with cortisol. It's a hormone in our body. And so I guess if I'm a stressed out individual, how would I use mindfulness to deal with stress?
Well, the first thing I'd say is get active if you're not active already, because that really helps your body to just get over some of this stress. And there's all sorts of scientific reasons for it, but the bottom line is just get out there and do something that feels good to you, because that will help to relieve the stress. And where mindfulness comes into it is that if you're getting out there in nature and you're, taking a walk or whatever, you can really add that mindfulness aspect just by being aware of the sounds you're hearing and being aware of nature and the smells and what you're able to enjoy as part of that experience. So mindfulness and exercise, mindfulness and physical activity really goes together hand in hand.
And I think a lot of people kind of miss that point because, I know from the times anytime I play a sport, for Thanksgiving, my family, we have a tradition of playing touch football, before or after we eat. And, everybody's out there,
sure,
young and old alike. And while you're playing that game and you're outside and you're moving around, I see my sister who wouldn't run if I told her to, but yet now we're out there playing football, and guess what she's doing? She's running down the field, you know?
She's out there, yeah.
She is. Yeah. And so, you know, and my wife came out and played, you know, so it's not, you don't have to be an athlete to play a game. And when you're playing the games, particularly when playing with people you care about and like, it really does kind of put you into that kind of mindful state.
Yeah, it really does. It really makes a big difference. So we just need to do that on a regular basis and make sure that it is part of our regular routine.
Absolutely. And I think that's another point. I think it's important is regular. I mean, you know, I'm saying I do it at Thanksgiving, and that's really the only time we play that sport. But, you know, you do need to make it a part of your regular. So, again, you're getting out there, you're not pulling a muscle, deciding that you're a wide receiver on a pro team over Thanksgiving break. But
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's true. And another thing about stress is like our minds are just so filled with activity most of the time. And especially with social media these days and other things that are stressing us out. And so it's really important to give your mind a break. And that break can be just some quiet time, some silence. Now, some people do call it meditation. Some people call it prayer. For you, maybe it's just quiet time, but just sitting down and just letting your brain relax for 15 minutes where you're not thinking of 17 different things at once, that can really make a big difference to ease your anxiety too.
Absolutely. I know I use an app that's fairly popular that kind of coaches you through some of that. I've seen some YouTube videos and things like that that'll kind of talk you through those periods of time. So there's different ways to do that. And it's, you know, just I encourage people to experiment and find, you know, kind of that little practice that, you know, like you said, maybe just 10, 15 minutes a day, you just sit in quiet or have some kind of guided meditation or something like that, that just gives you that opportunity to be thinking inside and what's going on in your life and kind of get that all pushed out and externalized.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then we talked, you said a little bit about sleep. Explain how you see meditation, or I'm sorry, mindfulness. Yeah. I consider them the same thing, and I don't really have a problem with the term meditation, but I understand why the mainstream is moving to the new language. But how does that really impact our sleep?
Well, you know, if we're keeping our minds really, really busy right up to the time when we decide it's time to go to sleep, then that's not really a good recipe for good, solid deep sleep. And so one of the things I suggest is don't go on social media, don't go on screens after 6 o'clock or so. You know, just give yourself a break, because that stimulation that you get from the colors and the lights, the flashing from the screens, that really can make a difference on your brain. And a lot of us like to relax with TV and watch a movie at night or whatever, and that's fine. But if you're really finding you're having a lot of trouble sleeping, then just try this for a while. Just relieve yourself of the screens after 6 o'clock. And of course, the other thing is caffeine. And we all know that caffeine does rev us up. But even if you have that morning coffee, the effects of the caffeine can still be there in the evening. You know, there's certainly less, but there can still be some effects. So consider either reducing caffeine or giving up caffeine if you are having trouble with deep sleep. That can make a big difference.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things I kind of tell folks is if you really want to sleep well, what you have to do is kind of start with a nightly ritual. And that can be, you know, for me, you know, it's typically I do try to get away from the TV and the screens about at least half an hour before I'm ready to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, I have my basic, you know, brush your teeth, floss, do, you know, all that normal stuff.
Sure.
And take some vitamins and things that I take. You know, some ZMA and some other things. And then it's more of just kind of ease into the idea that I'm going to go to sleep and, you know, that my day is over and just kind of letting all that go. And so as I kind of go through that ritual and get ready to go into my dark little cold room to sleep, you know, I don't think a lot of people would actually see that as mindfulness, but it is a practice and it kind of having that ritual of just kind of going through there and preparing yourself for it rather than worrying about arguing with somebody on Facebook. I think you're right. I mean, it is going to make you sleep a lot better.
Yes, well, it is a form of mindfulness because you are deliberately planning what you're doing and you're sticking with it. And basically, you're living in the moment. You know, you're thinking about what you're doing and you're doing it. And mindfulness is living in the moment and just making those plans and being deliberate about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, and for me, again, having that ritual just makes it easy for me to kind of check off the list at the end of the day that I've done everything that I needed to do. And just kind of, like I said, gives me that opportunity to just say, okay, now I'm unwound and I'm ready to go. And I typically am able to sleep fairly easily with little or no problems. And, you know, again, one of the other things I do that kind of helps my sleep, but it really does more for my relationships than anything else, is I have a fairly long drive home from the office. And during that drive, I kind of use that as a mindful moment to let the issues of work go away. And then
sure.
I really start kind of turning my focus to the evening and my wife and my dog, knowing that, you know, they're going to meet me and be happy to see me. And I'm not going to tell you who's at the door and who's not, but you know, it is kind of one of those things of I want to have a smile on my face when I walk in the door. And the way I make that happen is I get into that mindful mode. And so my ritual, I think really my ritual for good sleep starts as soon as I leave the office.
And I think you would be right. Yeah, that really makes a big difference, how you're decompressing and you're doing it deliberately. You're really making that plan and you've got that daily routine where you decompress on your drive home. And that makes a big difference, I'm sure.
Okay. And then the final area where you said we were going to get some benefits is the,
focus.
Focus, yes.
Up
there
focus,
you go.
Yeah.
I should have probably meditated before we got on here.
Yeah, you know, a lot of us find, and I'm included in that, sometimes I'm just like, oh, why can't I get focused? Why am I all over the place? And one of the things that can really help you with your focus is doing a little journaling, just taking some time and thinking about things and just jotting down some thoughts and ideas. And if you do that on a regular basis and make it part of your routine that every day you sit down and you journal for 10 or 15 minutes, it can really make a difference and it can really help you to focus and get more into what you want to be doing and what you're passionate about. Because, you know, if you spend a lot of your day doing things that you really don't enjoy doing, then of course it's no wonder you're stressed out and you're anxious and you're losing your focus because your mind is going places where you wouldn't really normally choose to. So journaling can really help you get on the right track and get you doing what you love, what you want to do. And if you're a person who combines mindfulness with journaling, that is something that really does help a lot of people that I work with.
Awesome. Obviously I'm convinced. and you know, I think again, you have to have mindfulness throughout your day and you have to piece it in where it makes the most sense for your life and your lifestyle. And it's going to lead to better things, obviously. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you and to learn a little bit more about mindfulness, learn a little bit more about your podcast, where would you send them?
Mindfulnessmode.com. That's my website, mindfulnessmode.com. And so I'm on iTunes as well. And I just love interviewing so many different people from different facets of life where they are using mindfulness and they're telling me, you know, I climb a mountain and that makes me feel mindful or some of these other things. So it's really incredible learning from people about how they use mindfulness.
Yeah. And again, guys, it's a great podcast. I encourage you to check it out. Bruce, again, I really appreciate your time. Love your podcast. Really appreciate you and what you've given us here today. It's extremely valuable and I hope people take it to heart.
Thank you so much, Alan. It was great being on the show.
All right. Well, with that, we'll wrap up. See you guys next time. Bye.
This concludes this episode of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast. We hope you took something great from today's show. If you know someone who would enjoy this podcast, we would really appreciate if you would share this with them. Keep moving and striving to improve your health and fitness. We'll talk to you next time.